Hey friend, do you want to offer meaningful learning solutions that create behavior change, fit in the flow of work, and yield real results for your nonprofit? If yes, this is the podcast for you. Join me as I explore instructional design and leadership development best practices, as well as change management, belonging, and influence. If we haven't met yet, I'm Heather, and I've been in your shoes. I'm a learning and development consultant and founder of Skill Masters Market. Before starting my business, I led learning and leadership development initiatives for a large national nonprofit. I know what it's like to need to develop your staff quickly and effectively and to build the relationships and cut through the organizational layers to be successful. And I'm bringing all of that to you in this podcast. So block your calendar, turn off your Teams or Slack chat, and let's dive in. It's learning for good. Have you ever heard of the forgetting curve? Coined by the German psychologist Hermann Ebbinghaus in the late 19th century, the forgetting curve refers to how quickly we forget things and how little we actually remember. I'll cut to the chase. Here's what he found. When learning something new, people forget about 50% of what they learned within 1 hour. Meaning your training ends, and 1 hour later, your learners can't remember half of what they learned. It gets worse. By 24 hours, 1 day later, your learners forget 70% of what they learned. I mean, let's hope the other 30% was good, right? Except it only gets worse from there. By the 30-day mark, your learners have forgotten 90% of what they learned. So in most cases, after a training, your learners may only be retaining 10% of what they learned in that training. Dr. Art Cohn, a cognitive scientist in the field of L&D, said it this way: although corporations spend $60 billion a year on training, this investment is like pumping gas into a car that has a hole in the tank. Why do we forget so much? Well, it's actually a good thing. Might not seem like it, but it is. It's what allows us to focus on the most important things and ignore all those things that are less important. But when it comes to training, we don't want our learners forgetting what they learned. We've considered whatever that training was about important. So what do? That's what we're going to explore in this week's episode of Learning for Good, the podcast that helps you go from order taker to strategic partner in your nonprofit. Let's dive in. We naturally forget 90% of what we learn. That's troubling for those of us in L&D. All we think about is helping people learn and creating behavior change from that learning. But how can we do that if learners are forgetting the majority of what we teach them? Let's explore some options today. The first, make it relevant. We want to start where the learner is. Start where they are. Have you ever read the book Atomic Habits by James Clear? If not, go ahead and add that one to your reading list right now. The book is all about how to create new habits or behavior change. I have a blog post about how we can apply his principles in L&D, and I'll drop that link in the show notes. But one of his principles is to make the change easy. He uses something called habit stacking for this. You take something that you already do and you add your new habit to the old one. So let's say you want to drink more water. That's your new habit. You might say, okay, every time I get up from my desk, I will refill my water cup. And that's a reminder and a way to stack those habits. You already know you're going to get up from your desk multiple times a day. And so I will grab my water cup and I will refill it. Or Maybe it's every time I start a new Zoom meeting, I'll take a drink of water as it's loading. You're already on Zoom meetings throughout the day, and now you're just adding a new habit to it. You're taking something you already do, you're adding to it, you're building on it. The same goes for our memory. Take something your learners already know, already have experience with, already do, and build on that. Here are some ways I've done that when I'm creating training for nonprofits. One way is to start with a time of reflection. Prompt your learners to think about an experience they've had that is relevant to what you want them to learn. A second option is to use realistic scenarios. When you're creating a scenario for the training, make sure that that scenario is going to resonate with them. Make sure it's something they would actually experience on the job. Because as you do this, as they read those scenarios and they work through those scenarios, they will be able to recall those real experiences and build on them. A third option is to invite your learners into the discussion. Design questions that allow your learners to participate and share their experiences with their peers. We want to start where they are. Now, the second thing you can do to help your learners remember is to make it meaningful. What's in it for me? Why should your learners care? How is it going to impact them on the job? How will it make things easier for them? Or how will it make things better for them? Who will this change affect? Maybe them, maybe their teams, maybe their peers, maybe the people you're serving. Who will this affect? What's in it for me? It needs to be meaningful. Now, the third way you can help them remember is to make it fun. Give them a unique experience they'll want to remember. Everyone has a different meaning of the word fun, so kind of have to know our audience there. For some, solving a problem is fun. Collaborating is fun. For others, it might be like working in a more casual environment is fun. For some, games are fun. But no matter their definition of fun, one thing you can do is keep the training engaging and interactive. Here are some methods I've used when creating training for nonprofits. I've used storytelling. Storytelling is a great way to make it unique. And you can also use that story to make it meaningful and to make it relevant. Improv. That's unexpected. Most people don't show up to training thinking they're going to be doing improv. Analogies. Games. Polls. We have so many options available to us now. We can use tools like Mentimeter to create super interactive experiences, both in person and virtually. And a tool like this allows us to gather real-time input from our learners and then use that information in real time. We can share that back. They become part of the experience. And that's fun. That's unique. We want to do the unexpected. Because when it's unexpected or unique or fun, we remember more. Now, the last way to help people remember what they're learning, don't stop at the training. Dr. Cohn, who I quoted earlier, did a lot of work around learning boosts. He uses this 2-2-2 cadence, meaning he asks learners a question about what they learned about those materials 2 days, 2 weeks, and 2 months after the training ends. So there's this repetition, right? The cycle where you're going back to them, you're going back to the learners, and you're asking them to recall what they learned. I'm not one to argue with a cognitive scientist, so these boosts are worth exploring. Here are a few other things I've also found helpful. Job aids, Any kind of tool or resource that you can create to help your learners implement the change when they're on the job, that's huge. Community. If we can provide a group of people for our learners to talk to, ask questions, learn from, share their experiences with, that's a big support and it helps them remember and implement. Reminders. We can have prompts to help them remember the new behavior. An advisor, either a coach or a mentor, someone who can help them as they face challenges when they're implementing that new behavior. Because that advisor can help them think through how to solve that problem or help them recall something they may have forgotten from the training. So the next time you're creating your perfect training, remember the forgetting curve and make a few simple changes. We can make it relevant. We can make it meaningful. We can make it fun. Plus, add some wraparound support and you'll see better results. Better recall, more change, greater impact. And if you're still not quite sure how to make these changes, schedule a call with me. We'll talk about your needs and you'll walk away with a clear plan of action for making your training memorable. I'll talk to you next time on Learning for Good. Hey friend, was this episode helpful for you? Did you like what you heard? Do you want more content like this? Here are three things you can do. Hit subscribe, leave a review on Apple Podcasts or your podcast app of choice, share this episode with a colleague. This means so much to me personally. I read every review, but it also helps me learn what content you like most so I can create more of what you want. All right, turn that Teams or Slack chat back on when you're ready, and I'll see you next time on Learning for Good.